What we have here, gentlemen, is a murderer who kills his victim, removes both his rings, carefully puts one of them back, leaves his calling card, and then vanishes into thin air.
And does it all inside the space of 30 seconds.
Now tell me, Mr. Holmes, what manner of man can do that?
What manner of man indeed?
That's very fine.
The Valley of Fear by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. Ian Glenn as John McMurdo and Ronald Pickup as the narrator. Episode 2, The Tragedy of Burlston.
John! John!
Hetty!
John, is it true? Tell me it's not true.
Easy now, calm down. What's your on about?
The Railcox family. All murdered.
Murdered? Sure, it was an accident. The man kept blasting powder in his house.
Look at me, John.
No, that'll be a pleasure.
Stop it! Stop this stupid act! I hate it!
You'll have to trust me, Akushna.
Trust you? How can I trust you? For all I know, you may have killed those people yourself.
Now, you keep your voice down.
Three little children, John.
Eddie.
Don't touch me. I never want to see you again.
Darling.
Go to your scour of friends.
Yay! Here's to a job well done. Brother McMurdo!
Spring had come to Pennsylvania, with running brooks and blossoming trees. New hope for all nature bound so long in the iron grip of winter. But nowhere was there any hope for the men and women of the Vermissa coalfields. Darkly, the shadow of death lay on the Valley of Fear.
Watson?
I don't think I can add anything to the local doctor's report. Both barrels full in the face. Death would have been immediate, thank God.
What about the mark on his arm?
Yes, you were right. This man's been branded like an animal. Impossible to tell how old the mark is, I'm afraid.
Did he make any attempt to conceal it? Inspector?
Why, it's not mentioned in the report. White Mason?
Not particularly. At least not according to Mr. Barker.
Mr. Barker, yeah. Anything else, Doctor?
No, not really. He seems to have been in good physical shape. Had he been depressed at all, nervous?
I didn't ask.
Depressed, Doctor? You're still thinking of suicide?
Yeah, we have to consider all the possibilities. It's unlikely, I grant you.
I've never heard of a suicide like it. All those preparations must have been damnably cold-blooded.
It's not entirely unheard of.
No, I can't accept it. He was killed by a stranger who entered the house after dark. An American.
Man, you're traveling too fast.
That's an American gun. Sawn off in the American manner.
That's not what I mean. I've heard no evidence that there was a stranger here at all.
The open window? Blood on the sill? The queer visiting card?
The muddy boot mark behind the curtain? Yes.
Hmm? I didn't see that.
It's very faint, but quite definite.
Reinforces my theory. I'm obliged to you, Mr. Holmes.
There's nothing there that couldn't have been arranged by someone inside the house. Mr. Douglas was...